靠着主的恩典，再跟弟兄姊妹有一次的交通。
By the grace of our Lord, I will share with you again today.
也请弟兄姊妹继续用祷告托住我。
And brothers and sisters, continue to keep me in your prayers.
我如果没转头看你们的话，不是我不注意你们。
If I don't turn to look at you, it's not that I'm not paying attention to you.
只是我比较不去转我的头。
But I'm just not going to turn my head as much.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹这一段时间都交通一件事，耶稣是谁。
I've been sharing with brothers and sisters recently on who Jesus is.
希望弟兄姊妹能够还记得，或者在你心中会去想，就是耶稣对我是谁。
I hope brothers and sisters consider who is Jesus to me.
我第一次提过耶稣是主。
First time I mentioned Jesus is Lord.
我们很多人信了主，耶稣都是救主。
Many of us, when we believe in Jesus, Jesus is our Savior.
那如果我是跟一个人要信主，我总会告诉他说，你要换主人的。
But when I tell someone you need to believe Jesus is Lord, you need to change your master.
你不是只是一个救主，你是换了主人。
Not only is he your Savior, but you have changed your master.
耶稣是你的主人。
So Jesus is your master.
因为所有一个信耶稣的人，一个信有主生命的人，整个路往前走，第一步就是你换了主人。
Because in our Christian life, the first step forward, you must change your master.
没有换主人，所有都是最多是道理。
If you have not yet changed your master, at most, all you can hear is just doctrine.
就希望我们能够清楚知道，我信耶稣，我已换主人。
So I hope that we can be clear on this, that when we believe in Jesus, we have changed the master of our lives.
第二次跟弟兄姊妹交通到耶稣是基督。
Second time I shared that Jesus is Christ.
我们知道基督是耶稣的职分。
We know that Christ is the position of Jesus.
所以圣经讲，里面谈到他是弥赛亚，他是受膏者。
So it says in the Bible, he is the Messiah, he is the anointed one.
我提了一句话，就是说圣经里面讲的，基督是包括一切，又住在众人之内。
And I mentioned a verse in the Bible that Christ is all and in all.
英文是太好，这么短的一句话。
It is so clear and brief in the English.
他说 Christ is all and in all. 基督是一切，也在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
所以你发现有些聚会啊，他们就贴了这个牌子。
So we see some meeting places have this put up in their meeting
place. 一切都在基督里。
Because all is in Christ.
我们需要真实的认识基督是谁。
We need to truly know who Christ is.
第三个，我提到耶稣是人子。
Third, I shared that Jesus is the Son of Man.
你在人子这个，如果你真，他就是 Son of Man. 他就是，如果你把它再缩短一点，他就是来地上做人的。
If youeven shrink it, make it shorter that he is son of man, he is man. He came as man on earth.
他来到地上是来经历人所有要经历过的。
He came on earth to experience all that man encountered.
因为人已经犯罪了。
Because man has sinned.
所以他没有罪。
He had no sin.
他也不会犯罪。
And he would not sin.
但他会受试探。
But he would be tempted.
但他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他要在地上经历人所有会经历过的痛苦。
He wanted to experience all the suffering that men experienced.
他要人知道他是爱我们的。
He wanted men to know that he loved them.
所有人所经过的他都经过。
Because all that man had experienced, he also experienced.
所以他说，你们来就近我。
So he said, draw near to me.
因为我认识你。
Because I know you.
我经历你们所有所经过的。
I have experienced all you have experienced.
那我今天要来提到第四个点。
Today I would like to share the fourth point.
你要知道这个完全不是在谈福音啊，要信耶稣的福音啊。
So we're not just sharing the gospel about believing in Jesus.
这个是对所有已经信耶稣有得到这个福音要知道我们要走什么的路的。
But this is for all those who have already believed in Jesus to know what way we must walk.
所以在我问大家，就那么想一想，耶稣究竟是谁
？And so when I ask you, who is Jesus?
我想先读两段的圣经哈。
I want to first read two Bible verses.
那如果你们找得到旧约的以西结书第一章
I want to read Ezekiel chapter 1
以西结书第一章第五跟第六节
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 5 and 6
又从其中显出四个活物的形状来他们的形状是这样在人的形状像人的形象各有四个脸面四个翅膀、
Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures and this was their appearance they had the likeness of a man
那同样是第一章、啊、第十节
And Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10
Yeah 这里说哈、至于脸的形象前面各有人的脸右面有狮子的脸左面各有、各有牛的脸后面各有鹰的脸
As for the likeness of their faces each had the face of a man each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side and each of the four had the face of an eagle
这里你看到他讲了有四个脸面在这些基路珀上面。
Here on the cherubim it says that there are four faces.
有人有狮子 有鹰、还有牛。
There's a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle.
我们来看一看哈圣经为什么基路珀有这四个脸面呢
So why did the cherubim have these four faces?
Yeah.他说都是全部都是他的脸前面后面中后面左边右面都是他的脸面在基路珀身上
Why is four sides? Because the front, the back, the left and the right these are all its faces
所以我们要注意圣经不随便在排这些脸面出来的
And so we need to be clear that the Bible does not put these types by randomly
如果你很用心的读圣经的话你发现这四个脸面都在福音书里面出现。
And if you seriously look into it, you'll see that these all appear in the books of the gospel.
如果你读马太福音
If you read the book of Matthew,
马太福音讲到耶稣是君王。
Matthew speaks that Jesus is king.
就是耶稣是要做王的。
So because Jesus will be king.
所以你发现四个活物的脸面哪一个像要做王的
And so we see which of the animals is a king.
狮子会做王的
is the lion
所以你发现一个有狮子的脸面就整个马太福音就讲到耶稣是君王的
so we see that when it says face of a lion it's speaking of the book of Matthew
所以你知道圣经这里 有明确的要告诉你耶稣是谁的
so the Bible is clearly telling you who Jesus is
那如果你读到马可福音
then if you come to the book of Mark
你放马可福音啊就给我们看到耶稣受了好多的苦
you see that Jesus suffered so many things
不是说他其他没有受苦
it's not to say that he didn't suffer in others
他的重点是讲到耶稣在地上是受苦的
the focus of this book is that Jesus suffered
他在地上都是服侍人的
and on this earth he served others
所以你发现马可福音特别短
so you see Mark is extra short
你想想看这四个动物里面哪一个对你想是在服侍人的
And which of these animals is about service?
我们可能家里没人养牛啊对吧
Maybe none of us have pets
如果你有个大田地你就有个牛在替你耕地啊
But if you had a farmland you would have ox to till the ground
所以你发现有个脸面是牛告诉我们说耶稣就是有牛的形象
And so we see that one of the faces in an ox is an ox which represents that Jesus had the likeness of a servant
我们刚刚讲到第三个人
And then third we spoke of man
我已经用了一堂的时间讲到人子
And I used one message to share on son of man
人子基本上就是他来做人
He is son of man because he came as man
所以圣经里面福音书里面路加福音专门讲到耶稣在地上做人
And so in the book of Luke, it specifically talks about Jesus as a man.
那还有一卷。
There's one more book.
福音书还有一卷约翰福音。
Last book of the Gospel, John.
你如果真的读约翰福音的话其他三卷福音书讲了耶稣在地上怎么过生活一样讲得非常的仔细。
And so if you read carefully in the books prior, it speaks very clearly how Jesus lived on this earth.
但是到了约翰福音，你发现只讲了耶稣一生八件事。
But when it comes to the book of John, he only speaks eight things of what Jesus did.
因为约翰福音22章只讲了耶稣在地上八件事。
John has 22 chapters, but only speaks of eight things that Jesus did on this earth.
因为耶稣远超过地上这些事情。
Because Jesus far surpasses all things he did on earth.
你知道耶稣说在约翰福音他用什么形象？他用老鹰的形象。
And so what is the representation of the book of John? It is with an eagle.
我不知道大家有没有研究过鹰哈。
I don't know if you have studied about eagles.
在所有的动物里面，能够直接用眼睛看太阳的只有老鹰。
Of all the animals, only the eagles can look at the sun.
没有一个造物之物能够用眼睛直接看太阳。
No other animals can look directly at the sun.
但是鹰可以的。
The eagle can.
所以你要知道，耶稣这里的形象就是鹰，直接能够看到父神的。
And so we see when Jesus represented by his type of eagle,
地上没有一个人能够直接见父神。
Nobody on earth can directly see God the Father.
我们都要经过耶稣基督。
We have to go through Jesus Christ.
但耶稣基督直接看他的父神。
But Jesus Christ can directly see his Father.
所以你发现这里四个形象。
So you see there are four types here.
对吧？狮子、牛、人、鹰。
A lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle.
你发现这四个动物的里面，这个如果你看圣经里面，好像狮子啊，要讲人啊。如果你读圣经的话，哪几卷书没有讲到耶稣的家谱的
？If you read the books about, for example, when it speaks of ox, it does not speak of his genealogy.
哪？四卷只有两卷讲到耶稣家谱，两卷没讲的。
There are only two gospel books that speak of his genealogy.
所以你发现，当讲到耶稣他像狮子的时候，马太福音是写了家谱的。
And so in the book of Matthew, when it speaks of Jesus as a lion, it speaks of his genealogy.
当他要写到耶稣做人，他写了家谱的。
And when it says Jesus as a man, it records the genealogy.
当他要讲到耶稣是牛，没有家谱，牛这么贫穷，就家谱就没写。
But when it talks about Jesus as an ox, there's no genealogy.
因为他在地上就是在受苦的。
Because he was on earth to suffer.
当他讲到他是鹰，也没有家谱的。
So it speaks of Jesus as eagle, also does not record the genealogy.
因为只有神的儿子能够成为鹰。
Because only the Son of God can be eagle.
所以当你读四福音呢
？So when you read the four gospel books,
你就发现原来主有四个形象在那里。
So you see the four different characteristics of Jesus.
如果你真的想好好在这方面认识主，好好把这四卷福音书好好读。
If you want to know our Lord, you must carefully read these four gospel books.
你不要以为它里面写的都差不多。
Don't think that they're all about the same.
圣灵在这里是有目的而如此写。
There is a purpose the Holy Spirit had these words recorded.
但是如果我们对这些没啥兴趣的话，
But if we're not interested in
读圣经对你可能很痛苦。
Then it might be very
difficult. 除非聚会安排要你读你才读。
Only when meeting requires you to read it.
你自己要读读不下去。
Otherwise, if you read it yourself,
所以我们求主怜悯我们能够成为一个读主话的人。
So maybe ask the Lord for mercy that we can be those who read his word.
所以我上次已经在四卷福音中选了耶稣基督是人。
And so of these three, I shared last time Jesus is man.
我今天不选择这件书。
Today I won't share from this.
我还要再提一件事。
I just want to share one more thing.
不在这四卷福音书里面。
Not in the, these four books.
所以我这跟弟兄姊妹说啊，在神的话里面太多要我们去认识。
In the word of our Lord, there's so much that we need to understand.
在乎我们是怎么读的。
It's about how we
在乎我们是什么寻求
，how we seek。
你把它当知识，对你也没什么太大用处。
If you just treat it as knowledge, it will not do you much
good. 因为有人告诉我，读了一次，差不多。
Someone once told me I read it once. That's about good enough.
记得这是神的话。
Remember, this is the word of God.
如果只是在这里想读个知识的话。你没有办法再读下去的。
If you're just here to gain some knowledge, you can't.
所以我今天要跟弟兄姊妹读耶稣是谁。
So today, what I want to share on who Jesus is.
我们先来读几节圣经。
Let's read a few Bible verses.
约翰福音第一章三十五、三十六节。
John chapter 1 verse 35 to 36.
新约的约翰福音三十第一章三十五、三十六。
John chapter 1 verse 35 and 36.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
哥林多前书第五章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
哥林多前书五章第七节，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，而使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
为了帮助弟兄姊妹能够更清楚一点，我再看多一节出埃及记第十二章。
To help brothers and sisters understanding, I will read one more in Exodus chapter 12.
Yeah, 第十二章第三节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 3.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羊羔一只，一家一只，一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
第五节是读第一句哈，要无残值一岁的公羊羔。
And just the first half of verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通到，耶稣是谁？耶稣是羔羊。
Today I want to share who Jesus is. Jesus is the Lamb of God.
这也是我如果这次想要交通的最后一次。
And this is the last one I want to share about.
我希望弟兄姊妹开始注意到，圣经讲到耶稣是羔羊。
I want us to pay attention. In the Bible it says Jesus is the Lamb of God.
刚刚我跟大家读这个旧约这里面提到的出埃及记，他这里讲到这是一个羊羔啊。
In Exodus, it also speaks of a lamb.
这个羊羔要一岁之下，非常小的一只羊羔。
It must be within the first year.
是除去这些所有犯罪的人所犯的罪。
And it is to wash, cleanse them of their sins.
所以你发现在神当初定的时候，只要人一犯罪，就要拿一只羊羔赎罪。
And because when man sinned, they would need to offer a lamb as a sacrifice to cleanse their sin.
到了，我们就发现到了新约，他就不用羊羔这个字这样写，叫做羔羊。
But then we see when it comes to the New Testament that we see it's referring to the Lamb of God.
你要知道英文呢，基本上没变过，都是 the lamb.
So in English, it may be a little harder to understand because it says lamb both times.
中文把它改成羊羔之后改成羔羊，但是英文都是 the lamb.
But in Chinese, they use different words to represent it.
你要知道，耶稣来到地上就是成为一只羔羊。
Because we need to know that Jesus came to this earth to be a lamb.
英文早就告诉你，他就是 the lamb.
And it tells us very clearly already in English that it is a lamb.
中文把它稍微分得清，给你知道是怎么样一回事。
But just recorded a little differently in Chinese.
当我们来读到新约的时候，你发现讲到神的羔羊在整个新约里面大概提过29次。
In the New Testament, it speaks of Lamb of God around 29 times.
那如果只讲羔羊 ，just the lamb。只有在启示录里面讲的最多28次。
And if it just speaks of the Lamb in the New Testament, it speaks the most in Revelation.
所以你发现我过去跟你们提过耶稣的名字讲到基督，讲到这主，讲好多次，这个是几百次。
in the past I shared that He is Christ, He is Lord. It speaks hundreds of times in the Bible.
但是讲到他是人子，你发现已经少多了。
When we see He says Son of Man, it's recorded fewer times.
讲到他是羔羊，圣经里面提的更少。
And as the Lamb of God, the Bible records even fewer times.
但是这都是重点。
But these are the important points.
他是羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
我今天如果就是给我的话，我要跟弟兄姊妹交通三个点。
I want to share three points with you today.
但愿我们，我已经讲过哈，我对这个羔羊或者对人子，这是我认识的是有限的。
I want to share again that my understanding is limited on Jesus.
我只希望我提出来，能够弟兄姊妹好好用心去认识耶稣是谁。
But I want to bring it up so that brothers and sisters can seriously look into who is Jesus.
我先来看第一个点。
Let's look at the first point.
我们翻到约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音第一章第二十九节。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里说，看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
第二个，在启示录第五章第十二节。
The next in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12.
曾被杀的羔羊是配的权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
这里告诉我们说，神的羔羊来是除去世人的罪孽。
And so here it tells us that the Lamb of God is to remove all sins.
我们在旧约看到他是羊羔在除罪。
And so we see that in the Old Testament, the lamb offering is to remove sin.
到了新约，他是神的羔羊来除去世人的罪孽。
But now in the New Testament, it says the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
有几个人认识自己是一个有罪的人？
How many people know that they are sinners?
有多少人知道你的罪，你的结果是多可怕？
How many people know the great consequence because of your sin?
但神说我神神的羔羊来到就是除去人的罪。
But the Lamb of God has come to take away the sin of the world.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
就是只要我们愿意，我们看得见，我们承认，我们的罪能够被除掉。
Because if we see, we confess it, then our sins can be removed.
所以他这里继续的提到哈，他说曾被杀的羔羊。
And it continues to say, the Lamb who was slain.
神的羔羊怎么除去人的罪？
How can the Lamb of God take away the sins of the world?
他成为被杀的羔羊。
He became the Lamb who was slain.
所以我们不要以为他只是就是来除掉我们的罪，他要为我们而死。
So we need to remember that he did not just come to wash away our sins, but he had to die.
我们说是神为我们死。
We say God died for us.
这圣经写的字是神的羔羊为我们死。
But the Bible says the Lamb of God.
他竟然站在一个羊羔羊的形象来代替我们死的。
That in the form of a lamb, he died for us.
请问这个羔羊的形象在创世纪就在出埃及记就已经开始给我们看这个形象了。
But we see that the type of a lamb is already shown to us in the book of
Exodus. 几千年后，耶稣自己来到地上，给我们知道他 is the Lamb of God.
1,000 years later, Jesus came himself to show he is the Lamb of God.
曾被杀的羔羊为了我们解决这个罪的问题。
The Lamb who was slain has dealt with the issue of sin in our lives.
你知道今天人要信主，为什么这么难？
Why is it so hard for people to
believe in Jesus? 他们根本没看到耶稣为什么成为羔羊，要代替我们把罪解决。
Because they have not seen that Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away our sins.
世人根本看不见这个。
People of the world cannot see it.
但是对我心中觉得难的是，信了主都没啥感觉的。
But what makes me most sad is that even those who believe in Jesus do not have much feeling to this.
今天许多人虽然信主，但对于主为我死所成就的，里面没太大感觉。
That indeed you believe in Jesus, but regarding what Jesus has done for you, He died for you, there's not much
to do.
That you just believe in Jesus, that's good enough.
好了,
and then you share the gospel.
你知道这个是有目的而做的。
We see that there is a purpose.
就我们求主给我们知道被杀的羔羊要成就很大的事。
So I hope we can see that the Lamb who was slain has accomplished such a great thing.
所以你看这一句话他说他要配的权柄丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀颂赞。
And so we see here that the Lamb is worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing.
为什么圣经会把这个写出来？
Why the Bible record this?
我们有这种感觉吗？
Do we have such feeling?
我们诚实的讲。
If we're honest to ourselves.
所以我们求主给我们知道耶稣成为被杀的羔羊究竟要成就的是什么事。
So we need to seek the Lord. What is he accomplishing when he is the Lamb who is slain?
那我要看第二个点。
I want to look at the second point.
我们还是先读一些圣经。
Let's first read some Bible verses.
启示录第十三章第八跟第九节。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 and 9.
启示录第十三章第八跟第九节。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 and 9.
凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊的生命册上的人都要拜他。凡有耳的就应当听。
All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
这是我第一点，在第二个大点里面的第一点我要跟大家讲的，就是说这里提到哈，创世以来记在羔羊的生命册上。
This is the second point I want to share, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
在这里啊，要给我们看到羔羊是得胜。
We see here that the Lamb is victorious.
他这里说到创世以来这个人的名字已经记在羔羊的生命册上。
We see from the foundation of the world that the names have been written in the book of life.
换句话说这个人真的是重生得救的。
In other words, this person is truly born again.
我已经跟你们讲过麦子败子的事情了。
I have already shared with you the wheat and the tares.
麦子败子都在教会里面长大的。
Wheat and tares grow up in the church.
都在教会里面一直在这里有聚会的。
They meet together in the church.
你要知道，在羔羊的生命册上了吗？
But we need to know, are their names written in the book of life of the Lamb?
人之间可以不清不楚的。
Between us, it might be unclear.
但是在神那里绝对清清楚楚的。
But in God,With God is very clear.
真的这个名字已经在羔羊的生命册上了。
Is their name written in the book of life of the Lamb?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
我们要认识到羔羊是已经得胜。
We need to know that the Lamb is victorious. He has overcome.
你知道有一天敌基督要来。
Because one day we know the Antichrist will come.
在最艰难的时候，你发现有人，虽然我信主，我的耶稣是我救主，但是我所有的做法就跟着敌基督走的。
So in these times, there may be those who say they are Christian, but yet their actions and they end up following the Antichrist.
你知道什么人说我已经信耶稣，但我还跟着敌基督走，是什么人？
So what type of person would say, I believe in Jesus, yet follow the Antichrist?
因为他的名字不在羔羊的生命册。
Because their name is not written in the book of life of the
Lamb. 他这里圣经怎么讲？只要你的名字不在羔羊的生命册上，你都还会拜这个敌基督的。
Because it says that if your name is not written in the book of life of the Lamb, you will worship the Antichrist.
这个是非常可怕的事情。
It's a very scary thing.
甚至有些教会，整个教会都跟着这样走了。
Perhaps the whole meeting has gone in this direction.
所以我们在这里要记得， 什么叫做羔羊的胜。
So we need to know what it means that the Lamb has overcome.
我们要清楚，我们的名字是在羔羊生命册上。
So we need to be clear that our name is written in the book of life of the Lamb.
所以你知道他这句话后面一句话是啥？凡有耳可听的，注意听。
So we see the next verse says, if anyone has an ear, let him hear.
不在他头脑上就这样过去了。
Don't just let it pass through.
你要清楚知道你的名字是记在生命册上。
But you need to be clear that your name is written in the book of life.
你的名字要记在生命册上。你必须换了主人。
For your name to be written in the book of life, you must change your master.
你不换主人，你一辈子都不会清清楚楚。
Because if you don't change your master, you will be unclear about this.
不代表你有没有哈，只是这里一句话。羔羊，这个羔羊的生命册上一定要我有我的名字。
Because I need to have my name written in the book of life.
我的名字要在生命的。羔羊的生命册上的。
I need my name to be written in the book.
不然的话，他怎么写很可怕，都会拜他。
Because the consequence is very severe that you will end up worshiping.
这些人都一辈子在聚会的。
These people spend their whole lives in the meeting.
为什么会终于会去拜他呢
？But then how would they end up worshiping the Antichrist?
这个是成一个，所以他后面加了一句：凡有耳的，应当听。
So in the end, it adds a verse.If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
这句话加上来呢，说注意的听。
And this word is added to tell you to pay
attention. 让羔羊在你身上是把你的记下来。
That the Lamb will record your name in the book of life.
千万不要整天就怀疑，你真的有了主的生命，主的作为在你身上，这个根本没什么好怀疑。
You don't need to doubt about this. If you have the life of the Lord in you, there is no doubt.
这个第二个大点的第二个点。
And so the second point I want to share on this, my second main point,
我要谈到的羔羊的荣耀
is that the Lamb is worthy.
那我们翻到启示录第十九章
Let's read Revelation chapter 19.
我要从第七节读到第九节
I'll read from verse 7 to verse 9.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩的穿冠冕的洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊是婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God.
我在这里分把这三段圣经分成三个点。
These three verses I want to share into, split into three small points.
他说羔羊婚娶的时间到。
It says the marriage of the Lamb has come.
谁能够参加这个婚宴呢
？Who can participate in this marriage?
我等一下再说，谁可以参加这个婚宴
？I will share in a bit, but who can participate in this marriage?
还有，我在这里讲的是主要要讲到这里的话，是所有人都是啊。重生得救
And here, everyone is already a believer.
这里再没有是不清楚、不重生得救的人。
There are no more people here who do not believe.
所以我们说信耶稣，你一定要重生得救。
So we say you believe in Jesus, you
你要清楚你重生得救。
You must be clear you are born again.
你能够换主人，这个还是重要的一步哈。但是最少一定要重生得救。
To switch your master is the next step, but you must be born again.
他说这里羔羊婚娶的时间到了。
It says here, the marriage of the Lamb has come.
他说心腹自己也预备好。
And it says, his wife has made herself ready.
谁是心腹？
Who is the wife?
所有蒙恩得救的都是心腹。
All those who are born again are the wife.
我们在这里我们要注意一个哈，就是说他这个心腹不是只要你信耶稣都在这里能够参加这个婚宴的。
So we need to be clear here that not all who believe in Jesus or born again are will be part of this marriage.
这里是必须是得胜能够参与这个婚姻。
But only those who overcome can participate in the marriage.
我们得救是在乎恩典。
We are saved by grace.
你知道得救不在乎你做了什么事，你真的认罪悔改，主就救你，根本就一刹那之间就把你救了。
You are not saved because of anything you did, but you confess your sin, you believe in Him, and in that instant, Jesus saves you.
得胜在乎我们怎么竭力的来认识他，跟从他。
Overcome is based on how much we seek and pursue Him.
这个对一个基督徒来讲是非常一生的重要的。
To a Christian, this is so important for your life.
那第二个小点在这里哈，这个第八节里十九章第八节里面讲，他说哈，蒙恩得救，穿着洁白这个穿着光明的洁白的细麻衣。
The second point I want to share here is in verse 8 that it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
他说什么叫 fine linen? 这个细麻衣是什么圣徒所行的义。
And what is the fine linen? It is the righteous acts of the saints.
这里啊他不只说你已经信主了。
Here, not only does it say you believe in Jesus,
他说圣徒所行的义。
But it's the righteous acts of the saints.
这没有跟你说你走的都是对的。
It's not to say you
你还要是称义的。
But you also need to have righteous acts.
我们今天要称义我今天没这么多时间好好谈但是称义就我行他的道
I don't have time today to share on what is the righteous act but to do righteous act is to follow him
我在行他的路的
to do his will and to follow his way
旁边的人不走我走
if those around me don't do it
这是 我里面被抓到我走的
I'm captured, I will go.
因为到那一天神在找这个细麻衣啊是圣徒所行的义。
Because on that day, God is looking for those who have the fine linen, which is the righteous acts of the saints.
这个话对我们来讲希望我们听得见。
And so I hope that you're able to hear these words.
不是外表去了什么修道院里面把了自己搞得好神圣的样子。
It's not that you try to improve yourself to appear so holy.
也不是说我们什么都可以天凡这个怎么讲什么都可以聊一摊的。
Or to say that I can do whatever I want.
我们这个跟我们圣徒的义一定要直接的连接的。
But this must be directly connected to the righteous acts.
第三个。
And third.
他这里说哈。凡被请赴羔羊的婚宴有福了。
In verse 9, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
你要看中啊，被邀请去了。
You need to see you are invited.
这换句话说，你重生得救了，还不见得被邀请去呢。
In other words, you are born again, but you are not necessarily invited.
你重生得救很重要，但是你重生得救会不会被邀请？到羔羊的婚宴那不一定。
You indeed are born again, but whether or not you are called to the marriage supper is not guaranteed.
他说被邀请去的有福了。
Because the blessed are those who are called.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
今天许多弟兄姊妹或者基督徒根本就不看重这个。
Today many brothers and sisters do not pay attention.
我得救上天堂就好了。
They think as long as I'm saved, I go to heaven. That's good.
你有没有看到主的心是什么？
But you see the heart of God.
主的心说。希望在羔羊的这个婚宴的时候，有一批人是有福的。
The heart of the Lord is that at the marriage of the supper, marriage supper of the Lamb, there are those who are blessed.
主是告诉我们说，所有重生得救的，不见得有福的。不是不见得嘴里讲的有福。
And so what this means is that not all born again Christians would be what it here says blessed.
不下地狱是有福。
Indeed, you are blessed, so you will not go to hell.
但是圣经里面还讲了一个有福。
But here the Bible records another thing.
被邀请到这个婚宴的有福。
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper.
换句话说。
In other words.
很多重生得救的在这个里面是没福的。
Many born again Christians are not blessed in this.
没有被邀请到这个 羔羊的婚姻。
They have not been called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹，我常常讲，我们传福音，希望人得救。
Brothers and sisters, I share that we share the gospel for others to be saved.
但不像今天很多基督教界里面，只要人得救就可以。
We can't be like a lot of Christianity today that as long as you're saved, that's good enough.
那圣经只读粗一点点。
Then you just read a little bit of the Bible.
福音我们是要传的。
Indeed, we have to share the gospel.
重点的是要这里能够羔羊的婚宴进得去。
But the focus, the emphasis must be that we are able to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们真的得救的是要满足主的心。
Because we are saved, we want to please the heart, satisfy the heart of God.
但愿主怜悯我们，能够看重主所要的事情。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we can also pay attention to what the Lord wants.
我们希望在主回来的时候能够被请赴羔羊的婚宴。
Because it's our desire that when the Lord returns, that we are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以我们要很清楚，我已经提了一点，就是说谁有资格被请去。
So I have already brought up this question: who can be those who are called?
很多人没被请去。
Because many are not called.
没被请去的不是没得救，我先搞清楚。
If you are not called, it is not because you are not born again.
你已经信主得救。
You are saved. You are born again.
但是你不 care 要进去羔羊的婚宴。
But you do not care about entering into this marriage. And this is dangerous.
我们不做这个事情。
We don't do this.
我们希望每一个得救的都能够进去羔羊的婚宴。
We hope that everyone who is saved can enter the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这是我们的目的。
This is our purpose.
所以希望弟兄姊妹能够抓住这个重点。
And so I hope brothers and sisters can grab onto this point.
不然的话，我们的所谓的聚会各方面，就我们失去太大。
Because otherwise, that we will have lost so much when it comes to the meetings.
我为了回答这个问题啊，我要讲两个故事。
To answer this question, I want to share two stories.
马太福音第25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音第25章，为着弟兄姊妹可能还不知道这个里面在提什么，我会请英文的哈，把第一节到第13节读一次，中文就不读了，你们跟着。马太福音第25章第1到第25。
Tell brothers and sisters who may not be familiar with this story, we'll read Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to 13 and we'll just read it in English. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
我为着怕弟兄姊妹不是很熟悉，所读了一次哈。这里讲到十个童女。
Here it speaks of 10 virgins.
你知道什么叫童女？
You know what a virgin means?
童女都是重生得救的。
Virgin means they are all born again saved.
啊，你们有些很高兴了，对吧？
Some are very
happy. 反正我同时，我已经是童女了，我就重生得救。
At least I am one of these virgins. I'm.
我告诉你，当我后来明白让弟兄们交通这个，我就发现我的高兴还没来得太早呢。
But then when I heard brother share on this, I realized that I was happy too early.
因为这十个重生得救的里面有五个聪明，五个愚拙的。
Because among these 10 who are saved, there are 5 wise and 5 foolish.
我们谁不想成为聪明的呢？
Which one of us doesn't want to be the wise?
但是你要知道，你的结果可以愚蠢，也愚拙的。
But yet, you see here, your result might be you're foolish.
你知道怎么知道他们都是重生的？因为他们都有油的。
How do we know that they are all saved? It's because they have oil.
没有重生是没有油的。
If they are not saved, they don't have oil.
只有重生的有油在它里面。
Only those who are born again have the oil.
所以我们有油这个已经非常重要的一个点。
So to have oil is a very important key.
但是呢，圣经在这里特别要提个五个聪明，五个愚拙的。
But the Bible especially mentions there are five wise and five foolish.
什么叫做聪明？什么叫做愚拙
？What is five wise? What is five foolish?
愚拙的就是还在为自己的。
The foolish are still living for themselves.
嘴巴讲信主的好多事还在为自己的。
With their mouth, they say it's for the Lord, but in their life, they live for themselves.
那个结果是愚拙的。
And the result is foolish.
每一个人都说我在等主回来啊。
All of them say that they're waiting for the Lord to return.
你看到都会过世的嘛，对吧？主还没回来就过世了。
The Lord has not yet returned. They all passed away.
说这段圣经写得很好，过世有一天主真的回来。
Because one day the Lord does return.
所有有主生命的人，有这个生命都醒过来。
And then all those who have the life of the Lord are awakened.
但是刚刚圣经已经讲了，主会选谁在羔羊的婚宴里面有份呢？
But who will the Lord call who has a part in the marriage supper of the Lamb?
这个主耶稣在地上讲这个故事啊，就告诉你谁会在羔羊的婚宴里的。
When Jesus on earth, he shared this parable to tell you who will be those who are called to the marriage.
你们都有油的。
You all have oil.
那够不够油？
But do you have enough oil?
我们家里煮饭的人都知道要够油，所谓用电的就也要够电嘛。
And so we know if you cook, you need enough oil.
但是你在这里要见主，有一个选择，我们够油吗？
And so here we see that a criteria is you must have enough oil.
因为当羔羊要选人的时候，在乎看我们里面够油吗？
Because the lamb is looking who to call. If the criteria is whether you have enough oil.
我们的生命里，我们的生活里面究竟是为什么活的？
What are you living for in your life?
我们外面是在聚会。
Outwardly you're attend meeting.
但是我们在真实的我们的生活，我们说话，我们目标还是这个世界。
But our life, our words, our actions, our goals is all still towards the world.
我们可以骗人，骗不了主。
We can fool others, but we cannot fool our Lord.
不管你什么时候信主，
No matter when you believe,
只要你一信主就走上这条路。
But once you believe in the Lord, walk on this.
别人走不走是别人的事。
Whether others walk is their issue.
我总要走。
I will walk.
所以我常常说，越年轻能走最蒙福。
That's why I keep saying, the younger you are when you start walking, you're more blessed.
我常常觉得玛丽啊，十几岁就被神选。
I think to Mary how she was called by the Lord in her teens.
这是因为年代吗？
Was it because of just the time?
怎么会十几岁就被选了？
How could she be called just in her teens?
我们这个年代搞不好几十岁啊，这个都还没得选呢。
But we might be much older and we still have not been chosen.
我们今天要看重主，你能够选到我。
We need to ask the Lord, Lord, can I be someone?
只有被主选到，你的油才会增加。
Because only when you're called by the Lord will your oil increase.
你以为你那个油就会自己增加？你以为聚会多就会增加吗？
Do you think the oil will just increase by itself? That if you just attend more meetings, you'll get more oil?
是在主自己在你身上做事，这个油才会增加。
When the Lord personally does work in your life, then the oil will increase.
知识不会把油增加的。
Knowledge will not increase this oil.
生命会把油增加。
But the life will increase the oil.
我说他在这里啊，他说你们要警醒。
So here it says that you need to watch.
因为主回来。那一天你不知道。
Because the day, an hour in which the Son of Man is coming, you do not know.
那第二个就是第二段的故事哈，这也是二十五章从第十四节到三十节，不读了，太长了。
So the next parable I want to share is same chapter, verse 14 to 30. We won't read it because it's long.
希望你们回家去再去读。
I hope you can go home to read.
这里讲到哈，信耶稣的人。
Here it speaks of those who believe in Jesus.
神都给我们才干的。
He has given us all talents.
有五千，有两千，有一千。
There are five talents, two talents, and one talent.
我们都很想 five talents, 我五千呢。
We all want to be the one who has five talents.
我看看那些五千这样，哎呀，我也没份。
And we see those who have five talents, we have no part in
that. 如果你看这个故事啊，五千的赚五千了，他一辈子就是赚五千。
We see that for those who have five talents, his whole life is to gain.
两千就赚两千啊。
Two talents gain two additional.
两千已经比五千差了，对吧？
Two is not as great.
对属灵的认识差一点。
Maybe less spiritual.
但是神只要求两千就赚两千。
But the Lord's requirement is if you have two talents.
告诉你，一千就赚一千。
One talent gain one more talent.
好吧，他比两千更糟糕。
Is even lower than.
但是神只要求你一千就赚一千。
But the Lord's requirement is only that you gain.
因为那五千赚五千，两千赚两千，都被主称赞。
Because those the five talents gained five additional talents, the two gained two additional, and they were praised by the Lord.
当见主的时候，都被主称赞了。
They were both praised by the Lord.
对吧？就是前面讲的这个被赋羔羊的婚宴，都被请来了。
They were both called into the marriage supper of the Lamb.
但这里发现有一千的啥都不做。
But the one with one talent to do anything.
他得救。
He is saved.
他照他的方法在做。
He did what he wanted.
他照着他的方法来聚会。
He attended meetings.
他照他的方法来传福音。
He shared the gospel his own way.
他还照着方法来讲道。
He preached his own way.
全部做他的要做的。
He just did whatever he
wanted. 他看来好像都很合圣经啊。
It appears to be biblical.
但是在这里他发现了他一千的。
But it says here that he hid his one talent.
因为发现也没什么人称赞。
Because he found there's not much praise.
所以他就收起来。
So then he hid his talent.
但主在这里怎么讲？他说你有的总要付出来。
But the Lord said you ought to have work with what you have were given.
所以我们要，我今天只给大家看两个主耶稣在地上讲两个的例子。
So I just want to look at two parables Jesus spoke when he was on earth.
因为耶稣来的时候，羔羊来的时候，他是在找能够邀请进去婚宴的人。
And Jesus came as the Lamb of God. He is looking for those he can invite to the marriage supper.
千万不要以为要老了才会被选进去。
Do not think you must be old before you will be called.
玛利亚还没二十岁已经被选。
That Mary before she was even 20.
我们这里还有很多年轻人。
And there are many young people here.
如果你是认真的话。
If you are serious.
你可能十几岁就被选进去。
Maybe in your teens you can be called.
谁告诉你一定要老？
Who says you have to be old?
但是如果我们没抓到的话。
But if we have not.
我们可以到老的都没被选进去。
If we do not grab hold of this, then even when we are old, we will not be called.
我们今天一千的很多。
Many of us have one talent.
我们 majority 都是 one talent, 就是 one talent, 就一千两个。我们大部分都是。
Majority of us are just have one talent.
但失去的大部分都是在这里的人。
But the majority who also lose out are also in this group.
两千五千的很少会被没掉，很少。
Because there are few who have two talents or five talents.
失去的都是一千。
Those who are miss out are those who have the one talent.
所以我们要很注意这件事情。
So we need to pay great attention to this.
因为我们今天来到主的面前，好像有弟兄跟我们交通说，你要侍奉神。
Because when we come before the Lord, like brothers have shared with us, you need to serve the Lord.
侍奉跟生命有关。
And service is related to your life.
侍奉不是做的。
Service is not just doing something.
侍奉是跟生命有关的。
Service is tied to your life.
所以这个他讲的 life and service。就主的生命在我们里面是多少
？And so we see regarding life and service, it's how much of life of Christ is in you.
主的生命在里面有多少，你的侍奉就是多少。
However much life of Christ is in you, it's how much you serve.
不然的话，做的都是在地上做的事。
Otherwise, whatever you do is just earthly things.
我们弟兄还提过哈，这个 spiritual and carnal， 就是说是属灵的还是属肉体。
Brother also shared with us things spiritual and carnal.
你知道服事有分是属灵还是属肉体的。
Service is also split between spiritual and carnal.
所以今天就是说我们都在侍奉。
All of us are serving.
但圣经怎么有一个词在这里叫做是属肉体的呢？还是属灵的呢？
But why does the Bible tell us that there is some that is spiritual and some that is carnal?
这个值得我们来到主面前好好寻求我们的主。
This is worth us considering and seeking our Lord.
我没有时间再好好再谈到这些事。
I don't have time to dig deeper into this.
你看这个这里在第二个故事第二个例子主提的哈，他说你究竟是忠心，还是又良善？
And so in this second parable, Jesus is asking us, are you the faithful? Are you the wicked and lazy?
我不讲了哈，我就请大家能够去思想，我是忠心又良善的吗？还是我是恶的又是懒的？
So I want you to consider this. Are you the good and faithful servant or are you the wicked and lazy servant?
你说这个不是人看你懒啊。
It's not that man sees you are lazy.
不是人看你恶。
It's not that man sees you are wicked.
是主在看啊。
But our God is looking.
究竟主看到我们是良善忠心还是又恶又懒的呢？
Our Lord is looking to see, are you the good and faithful servant or are you the wicked and lazy servant?
你知道我们有时候我们在聚会是一个样子，生活又是另外一个样子。
Sometimes we have one appearance in meeting, we have a different appearance in our own life.
大家可以我们去自己好好去能够找到这个。
But we need to consider in our lives.
我们也可能做很多事。
We might do a lot of things.
但是我们今天要问，这是出于生命的呢，还是只是出于工作的？
But we need to ask, does this come from life or does this just come from doing?
因为在这段圣经里面，他讲啊，到主回来，他要夺去他所有的。
Because our Lord tells us that at that time when He returns, He will take back.
不是人夺去的，是主要来夺去的。
It's not man take it away; it's the Lord does it.
他要丢在外面黑暗里。
He will toss you into outer darkness.
他说在那里你会哭。
And there will be weeping.
不是哭一天。
It's not weeping a day.
哭一个月。
Weeping a month.
哭一年。
Or a year.
你哭一千年。
But it's for 1,000 years.
所以我们今天求主给我们醒过来。
So we must seek the Lord that we can be awakened.
我们的耶稣是羔羊。
Our Lord Jesus is
当羔羊
the Lamb of God.
当羔羊来的时候，他在选。
The Lamb.
所以谁能够参加他的婚宴？
When the Lamb comes, He is looking. Who can be called to the marriage supper?
我们今天一定有一件事情，求主保守我，不丢在外面黑暗里。
There's one thing we must hold on to is that we are not those who are cast into outer darkness.
说绝对不把我丢在外面黑暗里。
Lord, do not let me be cast out into.
因为看到这一点
，Because I see this one.
你竭力能够成为羔羊的心腹。
You will strive and you will become. The bride of the Lamb.
对啊，我没办法讲了，我会过时的。
I can't speak anymore, otherwise I'll go overtime.
所以这个是我第二点，已经提到羔羊婚宴的时间来了。
And so this is the second point on the time has come for the marriage.
我们不要被关在外面。
Let us not be cast out.
我们也不会被丢在这个黑暗的里面。
And we won't be cast into outer darkness.
第三个点。
And the third point I want to share.
我要跟你们提三个点。
I want to share three small points in this.
启示录第十七章
Revelation chapter 17,
第十四节
verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同作羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必要得胜。
These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful.
这里啊，你发现啊，有打仗。
Here you find that there is a war.
他说他们与羔羊征战，他是敌基督在跟羔羊征战的。
The people mentioned here is the Antichrist will make war with the Lamb.
谁能够跟主？在那时候跟这个羔羊在一起打仗的，他说是从羔羊是蒙召被选有忠心的人。
And who can overcome with the Lamb is those who are called, chosen, and faithful.
这里关乎这个每一个重生得救的，究竟我们在这蒙召被选中心有没有份呢？
So for all who are born again, do we have a part in this called, chosen, and faithful?
那第一个蒙召啊，就是说你得救。
First, when it says called, it means you are saved.
就每个人传福音就是劝你信耶稣啊，什么你得救了，你信主了。
That we share the gospel so that you will be saved.
但如果你还要能够往前走，你奉献给主是必须的。
But to move forward, you must consecrate yourself.
不，后面那两个点就免谈了。
And it's hard to talk about the latter two.
啊，你只有前面就重生了。
You just have the first one. You're saved.
但是 这个我有没有是一个奉献给主主抓住的人呢？那关键大了。
But as someone saved, am I one who is captured by the Lord?
如果你是抓住，他就说什么被选了。
Because if you are, then you are chosen.
把你选上。
You are chosen.
那我想问弟兄姊妹，你愿意被主选上吗？
Do you want to be chosen by the Lord?
刚才我想一想，没在你的日子了，你已经有一个转抓住你的，你要吗？
Going forward, your days are now belong to him.
我们有的，哎呀，我连在敬酒，你这样抓我没问题，反正我都老。
And so some say, I'll believe in the Lord later. That way, if you grab hold of me, then it's okay.
那我年轻愿意被抓住吗
？But when I'm young, am I willing to be captured?
蒙召被选
，called
能够被选是不简单的事。
Already hard to be called.
因为这个人是真的奉献。
Oh, and it's hard to be chosen because this person truly is the Creator.
神说，我选你。
So the Lord says, I choose you.
我在你身上做事。
To do work in your life.
然后呢，后面就关键了，你有忠心。
And then the last one is key. Are you faithful?
选上你不代表你就有忠心了。
You are chosen doesn't necessarily mean you are faithful.
因为最后有忠心的才能够参加羔羊的婚宴。
Because only those who are faithful can enter into the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹去思想。
Well, brothers and sisters can consider this.
我们在主面前能够到达这一点叫忠心吗
？Can we reach the point we are faithful?
我没时间再谈下去了。第二个点
，Don't have more time to share. Let's go to the second point.
启示录第十四章第四节
，Revelation chapter 14 verse 4.
启示录十四章第四节，这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
在这里他提到这个未曾沾染妇女这个童身那就没有姊妹能够得胜了。
Here, when it says, These are redeemed from among men. Does this mean no women are in here?
所以这个不是讲到这个。
That is not what this is speaking about.
男人女人都会得胜的。
Both man and woman can overcome.
但是主要的是有一句话很重要：羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
The key here is that these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
我们跟谁吗
？Do we follow?
我们跟随人。
We follow man.
我们跟随主吗？
Do we follow the Lord?
这是很大问题。
It's a big question.
所以我们今天要做一个真正能够跟随主的人。
So we must be those who can truly follow.
他去哪里，我去哪里。
Wherever he goes, I go.
他说这些人是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子归给主。
These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
所以我们今天啊。有多少人是我付代价跟随我的主的
？So today we need to see who is willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
我们今天需要的就是一个愿意真正我要认识我的主。
So today we need to know, am I one who truly knows the Lord?
主究竟要什么
？Am I truly one who follows the Lord? What does the Lord want?
他的目的是什么
？What is his purpose?
我愿意跟吗
？Am I willing to follow?
还是我啊，首先不要管我地上的事，有一些我跟了，有一些我还不行啊，我才刚信主啊。
Or do we tell the Lord, Lord, don't, I can't follow you in everything. Some things I can't yet because I just believed in you.
我能够成为出熟的果子，本就出熟了。
Can I be the first fruits to follow the Lord?
你要知道，这些能够跟着受主的，就进天国。
Because those who can follow the Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
第三个点
Third point.
这个启示录第十二章第十一节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony and they did not love their lives to the death.
这里说啊，弟兄要胜过他，他是谁啊？敌基督，魔鬼。
And when it says they overcame him, who is him? That is the Antichrist.
我们会被
devil.
我们会被选上到羔羊的婚宴啊！第一个是说，我们是胜过魔鬼。
And so, for us to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, the first is we must overcome the enemy.
但是第一个超过的是羔羊的血。
And first is by the blood of the Lamb.
因为羔羊的血赦免我一切的罪。
The blood of the Lamb has washed away all my sins.
但是后面有一句话，自己所见证的道。
Then it says by the word of their testimony.
这个很重要啊，你见证什么？
It's very important. What are you testifying?
并且不是抄别人的见证呢。
And it's not following others' testimony.
是你个人的见证。
But it is your own personal.
你在见证什么？
What are you testifying?
还是你只会嘴巴讲的？
Or you just say it with
你真的在你的生命中的有见证这个出来？
What are you testifying of?
自己所见证的道。
The word of their testimony.
我们经历主的话，
we experience the word of the Lord.
我不是抄别人。
I'm not copying others.
是我自己经历过主这些话的。
But what I experienced the Lord tested.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
你有了这个。
Then when you have this.
后面还讲可能会要我的命。
It says, it might require your life.
所以他说自既于死我也不爱惜我的生命。
And they did not love their lives to the death.
因为我已经抓到我今天自己见证
Because I have personally testified, I experienced the word of the Lord.
你知道今天的基督教界里面根本没人在讲这个话的。
You know that today in Christianity, no one is talking about this.
都是天书啊。
Because it's so high.
他只要信主就可以信主，大家过就过这样的生活。
As long as you believe in Jesus, that's okay. We live this way.
但是我们今天究竟有没有好好读主的话？
But do we carefully read the word of the Lord?
为什么那一日有这么多会丢在黑暗里？
Why in that day there are so many who are cast into outer darkness?
因为人的心已经不再看重这个。
Because man's heart no longer focuses on these.
那我希望弟兄姊妹，我们看重这个。
But I hope brothers and sisters can look at this.
所以我想我没有一个能够好好跟大家交通啊。
So I could not share too in depth on any of these points.
所以我这次是靠着主的恩典跟弟兄姊妹。他的四件事关于耶稣是谁。
So this time I just shared four things on who Jesus is.
必须知道耶稣是你的主 ，Your Lord.
You need to know Jesus is your Lord.
如果耶稣不是你的主，后面什么都免谈。
Because without Jesus being your Lord, we can't talk about the rest.
那我第二次是讲到耶稣是基督。
Second, I shared Jesus is Christ.
如果照着次序讲，第二个应该讲耶稣是人子。
Secondly, according to order, I should share Jesus.
我之所以为什么讲人子，因为讲到他来做人。
Why Son of Man? Because He came as a man.
怎么在生地上？他先救了我们，然后告诉我们在地上看他是怎么过地上的生活。
After He saved us, we need to see how He lived His life on earth.
第三个才讲到他是基督，他是有目的的。
Third is speak of Christ. He has a purpose.
你必须认识基督究竟要在人身上成就什么事。
You need to know what he wants to accomplish in your life.
除了在地上怎么过生活已经讲过了。
Outside, because he has already told you how to live your life on earth.
必须知道基督究竟要我们做什么。
But you need to be clear what he wants you to do.
当你拿到基督要我们向基督做什么之后
，And then after you grab onto what Jesus wants you to do，
就告诉我们耶稣是羔羊。
What Christ wants to do, then it speaks of the Lamb.
这个羔羊会选你的。
And the Lamb of God will call you.
他会把你选上他羔羊的婚宴的。
And he will call you into the marriage supper of the Lamb.
把你选进去有福了。
And you are blessed if you are called.
所以如果真的照我的次序，应该是先讲主，那讲人子就是人，讲基督讲羔羊。
So proper order should be。Jesus is Lord, Jesus is the Son of Man, Jesus is Christ, Jesus is the Lamb of God.
这样永永远远在永世里与羔羊同在。
And these will be with the Lamb for all eternity.
我常常听到一些年长的弟兄们就会想到什么什么时候离开都可以永远与基督同在。
I hear older brothers share this, that anytime I leave earth, it's fine. I just need to be with the Lamb for all eternity.
好，对不起，我过了二十分钟。
I've gone over time a little.
我希望弟兄姊妹把这些话带到主的面前。
I hope brothers and sisters can commit these words to the Lord.
全部
can gain us.
都在那一日能够进入这个婚宴。
So on that day we can enter into the marriage feast.
不会被丢在外面。
And we won't be cast out.
嗷哭，哀哭切齿。
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
所以我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
是你出了重价买赎我们。
You paid a great price to purchase us.
主啊，你用你的话告诉我们，你要得到的是什么？
By your word, you have told us what you desire to gain.
给我们都有个能听的耳朵。
So that we all can have ears that can hear.
听到你的呼喊。
To hear your cry.
我们起来跟随你而走。
That we would rise up and follow you.
带着我们一直到我们见你面的日子。
Until the day that we can meet you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.